seems like each and every week. Next week is kind of the big jump for people, and yep. I'm looking forward to that. That really adds to the atmosphere and really the momentum of the game.
Yes, without a doubt, it certainly gives that home field advantage as well. Connor Gettle under center, third down and 7 from midfield. Rolls to his right, has to evade a tackler, and he's going to be brought down back of the 43-yard line. Blake Smithers, as well as number 18, Garrett Bowles, brings him down for a 7-yard loss back of the 43, and now USA in their own territory facing a 4th and long.
Oh, Garrett Bowles, an excellent job making a great tackle on Connor Gettle in the backfield for a sack. I'm surprised, like I said, mentioning it was 4-down territory with the ball at midfield, that he didn't trust his running game to get 3 or 4 and create 4th down and short. He calls play action, and the pocket breaks down. There's nothing Gettle or any quarterback's going to do. Bowles makes a great tackle for a sack, and now Gettle's going to have to punt it away.
Gettle gets the snap, punts this one. It's a low kick, bounces at the 31 into the hands of the 22. That would be number 18, Garrett Bowles, the man who just brought down the man in the backfield, and he's brought down at the 27-yard line by Keegan Bixman, flips the field, and Lakers back on offense, tied at 8-8.
Good punt, and Lakers obviously setting up to try to block it. Nobody back really to help set up a return, so Bowles is on an island by himself, and a great tackle in open space by Keegan Bixman. But the Lakers defense answers the bell there, creates a stop, and now puts their offense on the field with 6:09 to go in the first half at their own 32-yard line at an even score of 8, trying to take the first lead of the game.
USA has had the ball now for 11 minutes and 10 seconds on the clock. Just one score to show for it. Lakers back on offense at their own 27-yard line. Connor McCain under center. It's a pitch to number 20, Logan Collison Russell, and he gets out to the 30-yard line, maybe just short of it, for a 2-yard gain, 2nd down and 8. Tackle made by Connor Gettle on defensive end for USA.
See, Coach Verberg is found a little bit of a soft spot early in the second quarter as you see him attacking the outside of the USA defense, really putting pressure on those ends. That time, USA was able to widen their defense, force that running back, no running room, using the sideline to their advantage and only allowed 2 yards.
Zach Kretschmer gets the end around. He moves upfield, has positive yards, and he's stopped right at the 35-yard line. Forward progress is stopped after a 6-yard gain. Tackle made by Jeremiah Hahn out of the secondary. Safety also plays linebacker, a senior for USA. 3rd down and manageable, about 3rd down and 2.5.
And that's what Coach Verberg wants to do. That ball's down at the left hash. He's asking that left double winger to come around to the right, and they sweep him the ball. And now he's got options. He's got the whole far side of the field. He finds an opening, cuts up field, and gets a nice gain to make 3rd down very short.
3rd down and 3 from the 35. Right to left cross your radio, 3 yards inside the right hash. The green and white Lakers. Connor McCain under center. Double wing offense. Kretschmer in motion to the far sideline. It's a pitch to Ethan Wisner. Has the 1st down across the 40 and falls forward to the 42-yard line. That's a pickup of 7 on the play. Move the chains for the Lakers. New set of downs. 1st and 10 from their own 41. Tackle made by USA's Jacob Nymphs, the linebacker senior.
And he was on the chase there. He got through the line on the right side, but the play goes to the left, and Nymphs is on the chase, but he eventually hauls down Wisner from behind, but not until he gets that 1st down. So, again, USA looking at those ends. It's actually Connor Gettle and Keegan Bixman, two very important players on this team. They are the ones that are going to have to find a way to shut down that edge, force them up the middle, and that's going to allow guys like Hahn and Ballard to make some tackles.
It's a pitch around to Logan Collison. Russell has lead blocker and Ethan Wisner, and he's brought down and pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Tackle made by number 52, Kirkland Krzyzewski. Defensive lineman for USA, 2nd down and 6.
Yeah, very seldom have you seen Lakers attack the middle of the field in the last 6-7 plays, rotating right and left. That time using the sideline, looked like they had nothing, but they get to the sideline, get up the field, and before you know it, it's a 4-yard gain when it looked like they had nothing.
Ethan Engelhardt still out on the sideline holding that right knee on the bench for the Patriots. Connor McCain and the Lakers at their own 45. It's a play action rolling to his right. McCain back to pass, and it's been brought in by Ethan Wisner. Breaks free, 2 tackles, still on his feet across midfield, and gets that 1st down marker, and then maybe even 1 more yard beyond that to the USA 48-yard line, a 7-yard reception. And what would have almost was a no gain in the play, Ethan Wisner turns to 7 yards, a new set of downs.
Yeah, and that's just poor tackling on USA. They sniffed out the play action. Both deep receivers were covered well by the secondary. It's Ballard is one-on-one with Wisner, and it's just a little two-yard dump, and it's a high throw, so Wisner has to go up to get it. Ballard hits him low, but wasn't able to bring him down. Walker Foley comes flying in. He misses too. Great job by Wisner to evade two tackles.
It's a reverse, a handoff to Logan Collison-Russell, and USA sniffs that one out, maybe out for a yard to the 47-yard line. Tackle made by number 22 as well as number 50, Daniel Krzyzewski, left tackle on offense and defensive tackle for the Patriot defense. Second down and 9.
That time, Justin Hunt gets into the backfield and blows up that reverse, but the running back is able to avoid him and get upfield and still get a yard on a play where he could have lost 3 real easily. So the Lakers right now are finding ways to get that extra 2 or 3 yards, and that's usually a sign of the team that ends up winning the game.
It's a flip out to Zach Kretschmer, has positive yards, has the first down, and tripped up the turf. Monster grabs him at the 35, and he falls down at the 33. From the 47 to the 33, a 14-yard pickup for Kretschmer, the junior, and first and 10 deeper into USA territory.
You can go ahead and mark Blake Smithers with the tackle there. as he runs into Blake Smithers, the lead blocker, changing directions, and as you said, trying to get away from him, tangles his feet, catches the turf, whatever you want to call it, tackles himself at the end of the day. But it's a big first down for Lakers as this drive is starting to gain some momentum.
It's a pitch to Zach Kretschmer once again. Tries to find that seam in lane, and USA stops him at the 31-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Chase Payne, defensive tackle for the USA Patriots, stops him for just a 2-yard gain. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the half. We're tied at 8 apiece.
And for USA, it's bend, don't break. There's only just over two minutes to go in this half, and if they can keep the Lakers out of the end zone here, it'd be a big win. But the Lakers are driving, but that was an excellent job by Chase Payne as they run the exact same play they did in the last one as Kretschmer from the left side takes that pitch around to the right, and that time Payne is able to get off his blocker and stuff the run before Kretschmer is able to make a move, change a direction, move, and get upfield.
Second down, 8 from the 31 of USA. Lakers with less than minute 45 on the clock. There's a snap. Connor McCain hands it off to Ethan Wisner. Goes up, finds that left gap behind the left guard, and gets out to the 29-yard line. A hard-fought 2 yards. 2 yards and a cloud of dust. A whole bunch of white jerseys on the ground there. Walker Foley in there, as well as, looks like, number 50 for USA. That'd be Daniel Krzyzewski.
Game we're keeping a very close eye on. Ubley, Sandusky. Evan Peruski, 28-yard touchdown run. Ubley ties that game up at 8 apiece in the second quarter.
That game has huge implications for the Greater of the East. It's a pitch to Logan Collison-Russell going around the left end, moves upfield, cuts back inside of the 25, inside the numbers, just outside the hash mark. It's a 4-yard gain, tackle made by Daniel Krzyzewski once again for the USA. Fourth down and 3 for the Lakers, less than a minute to play, 8-8.
That time, the USA defense does not rotate well enough. You saw the ends get to the sideline and force them back up the middle, but there's nobody there. Where's the rest of the USA defense? Lakers is able to get it down to the 25, and I was waiting for the timeout, but they wasted, what, 7, 8, 10 seconds
before
they
called timeout.
That's exactly right.
So Lakers calls their second timeout of the half with 51 seconds remaining. Tied 8-8 between the USA Patriots and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Fourth down and 3, and Ethan Wisner gets the pitch to the left side, and he has the first down across the 20. They say there's a fumble at the very end of the play, but they're going to mark him down at the 20. Tackle made by USA's number 60, Jacob Nimps, linebacker. They needed 3, and they got 5. Move the chains for Lakers at their own at the USA 20-yard line with 46 seconds left in the half.
Nice job by Wisner. That play has to matter. fourth down and two. Wisner's able to bounce to the outside and get that 5 yards they needed in a fresh set of downs for Lakers here as the ball down at the 20 of USA.
First and 10, and now we have whistles blowing all over, and this looks like it may be very the final